Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. That's a moustache on a lady. What was once just a controversial phrase uttered by the polarising Mr. Paul Henry on breakfast television is now immortalised on a t-shirt. It's the second hit in a row for t-shirt company Mr. Vintage, coming straight after the Bane jumper t-shirts. Robert Ewan, founder and director of Mr. Vintage, joins us now. Robert, I mean, I never thought that I'd necessarily be interviewing a t-shirt manufacturer on a, you know, it was essentially a current affairs-y kind of show. But Mr. Vintage, you've made it, particularly in the recent weeks, so much more than just a t-shirt brand, isn't it? I mean, your social commentary.
Absolutely. I suppose with our designs, we sort of reflect on what's happened in the past, as you know, being Mr. Vintage. But we've seen an opportunity to get on and get in the media with these topical designs that we've done.
So it was a coming plan. You sent out press releases and everything.
With the Bane one, we did. We sent out a press release. We didn't imagine we'd get as much publicity as we did.
Did you not really? I mean, this is one of the best known, you know, public figures
yep.
in New Zealand, in the midst of a very, very, you know, important trial, very emotional, and you released the t-shirt of the jersey. I mean, did you not think that you'd get a bit of attention?
We thought we'd get a bit, but you know, we're talking about like being on, you know, interviewed on the news, news stories on international websites. You know, we didn't think it may be, you know, a little paper would pick it up and that'd be it, maybe a side swipe, you know.
Well, I thought the funny thing about the Bane t-shirt was, I mean, the whole idea is it's this notoriously ugly jersey yeah. that it's based on. It kind of looks quite nice on the shirt.
It does.
I mean, what sort of, you know, far be it from me to sort of want to insert, you know, morals into capitalism, but did you go through and have any moral conundrums when you were going, like, is it too soon, I suppose, you know, it's in the midst of a criminal trial, is what, you know, what are the emotions behind this, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And many sleepless nights, Rob?
There wasn't, actually. Because, looking at the design, like, we were completely neutral in the case, but looking at the design, from a customer's point of view, if you were going to wear it, you'd be on the side of David Bane, we thought, rather than against him.
See, it was always the jerseys that made me think, at the time, that he was guilty of sin. You know, and so by wearing the t-shirt, I don't know, yeah.
The funny thing was, they weren't his jerseys.
Well, no, actually, Russell, we discussed this on the show a few weeks ago, and I said that I'd heard that they were given to him by victim support, and, you know, and thus anyone that, you know, wore those jerseys, fair enough. I've since heard, watching TV3 News the other night, that a family friend said no, his mother actually knitted them for him.
Mm.
Rob, your understanding on the...
Yeah, that I think it was his mother that knitted him.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rumours were going around that he got it off Salvation Army. Or...
those sorts of... So, yeah, we might have to do a bit more research and come back to you on that one, but I've heard TV3 said quite adamantly that, no, his mother definitely knitted them, so...
Right, and then, of course, also, there was the equally controversial Paul Henry t-shirt based on the, you know, that's a moustache on a lady.
That's a moustache on a lady.
How did you settle on that? And, I mean, he seems to like it himself. I mean, Paul Henry never shy about attention. He bought some, didn't he?
Yeah, he's bought quite a few, actually.
Because, I mean, you take something like the Paul Henry thing, and that could have died down after a couple of weeks, I suppose. Now there's t-shirts out there. They're going to, those t-shirts, and presuming Mr. Vintage are good quality cotton, you know, the t-shirts are going to last a while, aren't they?
Yeah.
And in 15 years' time, you're going to see them on some sort of, you know, homeless people as they get passed through into the, you know?
Well, and also you've been paid the ultimate compliment of there already being a derivative work out there. Have you seen the, that's some glasses on a dick?
No.
Based on your design.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're into the culture already, which nice. I presume is part of the idea.
Yeah, well, that's good.
A big question. Do these cutting-edge, controversial designs translate into sales?
Absolutely. Both of them have been our top two selling designs this year. The Bane, obviously, broke the records, and then the Paul Henry's surpassed that.
Can you tell us how many people out there in New Zealand are wearing David Bane t-shirts right now?
Over 500, less than 1,000. So it's
significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So are these, what do they cost? Are these designer t-shirts? Are people paying big bucks for them?
Well, what we do, we have a new t-shirt every day. And on that first day, it's at $24.95. And then the days after, it's $29.95. So it's quite a nice price point and for many New Zealanders.
I mean, and you are, I mean, obviously you have premises and people can go in there and whatnot. But you set it yourself up primarily as an online business. I mean, how have you found that in New Zealand?
I mean, great. Well, I suppose other t-shirt brands and clothing brands have gone, set themselves up and tried to get into other clothing stores. Where we saw a gap in the market, no one was doing it here in New Zealand, and it was quite big in the States and obviously in the UK. So just having that point of difference, you know, straight from business to consumer, it's worked out really well for us, and building the brand.
Do you get a lot of business from overseas? I mean, homesick Kiwis wanting a Yeah Bro t-shirt or
absolutely,
whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
You
know. It's more the expat Kiwis in the UK. Obviously, there's a few in Aussie as well, but it's mainly the UK we get orders out of.
So you're going to stick with this Zeitgeist thing now? Because it's worked really well for you.
The
Zeitgeist, you know, basing your t-shirts on the current news.
On what's on the newspaper today.
I don't think we want to be known as those guys, or especially to the media, oh, here's Mr. Vintage doing another t-shirt to get in the media again. If we see it fits in with, if it's got synergy with our brand, I think, well, like the Bain t-shirts, you know, that sort of reflected back in the 90s with the trial. And Paul Henry, we'd actually sort of penciled in a Paul Henry design prior to doing the t-shirts, and we saw this as a perfect opportunity to bring out a Paul Henry design, because he's got such a good fan base. You know, people either love him or hate him, and there's more people that love him, so it's proven really popular.
And have you got anything in the pipeline, you know, that coming out?
In the pipeline?
I mean, you do a new design every day?
Every day. Monday to Friday, every day.
Who comes up with these designs?
Well, there's five of us at Mr. V, and we sort of have creative sessions and sit down and map them out. And we've got one in-house designer and several freelancers that work for us as well.
So presumably, I mean, so how many t-shirts do you currently have that you can make at any one time?
Sorry, what is
how many different styles? If you release one every day and you've been going since 2005, do you have 1,080 different shoot options?
I think we've got about 100 designs on there at the moment. We changed our business model. What we were doing last year is we were importing a lot of shirts, and we only had a small range of Kiwiana shirts. Now we've got rid of all the imported shirts and just solely doing sort of Kiwiana themed t-shirts, because that's what people love. That was they were our biggest sellers. So we started that in February, doing the whole new t-shirt every day. So we've still got quite a few designs lined up, but yeah.
Have your detractors? I mean, what have people? Have you received much hate mail over the Bain t-shirt or the Paul Henry t-shirt?
We didn't receive a single complaint about the Paul Henry t-shirt. We did receive quite a few about the Bain t-shirts, but in saying that, it wasn't. I don't think people understood where we were coming from, and just it was a bit of fun. The Edge radio station, The Rock, and a couple other radio stations, we did promotional giveaways with them, and the general feedback I got from them, it was sort of 1 in 6 texts they were getting, you know, didn't like it. I think the vast majority of New Zealanders saw where we were coming from.
Who came up with the Bain design, by the way?
It was one of our freelance designers.
Right, yeah. Oh, good. So if people do have great ideas for t-shirts, can they send them to you? Do you get people all the time going, oh, I've got a great idea, you should have a such and such t-shirt?
I think everyone has a t-shirt idea. You know, if I'm at a bar or, you know, at a party or something, and people have had a few, everyone comes up with t-shirt ideas, and usually they're not very good. But
do you have a diplomatic way of dealing with these people?
Yeah, I just say, you know, I'll think about
awesome.
That.
Awesome, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Mind you, with one t-shirt a day, you know, surely enough, even some of the worst ideas must have to get there eventually, wouldn't they?
Well, we hope not.
Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for your time. And look, we look forward to seeing what's making the headlines in the next couple of weeks.
Great, thanks, guys.
Cheers, Rob.
Cheers.
And if you'd like to purchase one of those controversial t-shirts, or maybe something a little bit more sedate, go to mrvintage.co.nz. And that's our show for today. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, go to publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thanks, New Zealand on the air.